Welcome to Marriage, Let's Talk. Hosted by legendary worldwide marriage encounter leader, Father Rosie Roseborough. Featuring Catholic married couples from around the world who demonstrate healthy communication for building better marriages. And now, here's Father Rosie.
Hi, Father Rosie here. I'm glad you could join us today. This podcast is not talking about marriage. It is where we're going to share how to create a better marriage through communicating feelings in authentic ways.
The question we want to dialogue on is, how do I feel about you being God's gift to me?
Okay.
Are we ready to go?
Go ahead.
Okay. So just as a little background, we got this question on a retreat that we went on recently. And so we decided to do it for this as well. So the question again is, how do I feel about you, Ron, being God's gift to me? This is the love letter that I wrote to Ron. Dear Ron, right now, I feel joyful about you being God's gift to me. My joyful feeling tastes like strawberry shortcake. It also tastes like my first cup of coffee in the morning, which often includes some beautiful time to wake up in our home or sitting on our front porch. What a blessing. It is a sunrise at the beach, and the colors are a bright orangey coral with the blue of the sky as a background. My joyful feeling is being with and talking to certain people in my life. I feel joyful when we talk to our son and daughter-in-law who live far away. I feel joyful checking in with our other children on a daily basis since they live close by. My joyful feeling is when you include me in big and small activities and decisions. And it sounds like upbeat music that is stereotypically played at a wedding reception. Songs like Shout or the YMCA. Swing dancing music also comes to mind. We have a lot of fun when we go swing dancing. A warm, sunny day is a joyful change after many rainy days. My joyful feeling about you being God's gift to me is a 9 in intensity. Love, Pam.
Okay, so my love letter is, again, the question was, how do I feel about Pam being God's gift to me? Dear Pam, I love you. Well, I think that you being God's gift to me has always been the case, even ever since the first day we met. I can't think of a time when I thought that you were not God's gift to me, even during the more challenging times of our marriage. And those challenging times, well, they haven't always been easy, but I have come to realize they were necessary for me to grow as a husband. So my first thought that comes to mind is like the feeling I had when I would get power tools at Christmas time, but I was only a teenager, so I didn't know I needed them. Right? I didn't know I needed them until much later in life when they became very useful. So you are much better than power tools, for sure. So a blessed feeling comes to mind when I think about that, but it is more. It's more of a blessing that I didn't know I need. So maybe a humbly blessed feeling is more appropriate. So my humbly blessed feeling is like finally listening to the doctor and doing what he said, and I actually start feeling better when I'm sick. Now, strangely, it is also a brown color, like rich topsoil, where I would plant a seed in the garden and knowing that it'd be well nourished as it sprouts into a plant. My humbly blessed feeling is hard and sometimes painful, like a workout it's painful doing the workout, but at the end gives me energy and strength afterwards. In the end, my humbly blessed feeling is like receiving something I did not deserve. maybe like the continued loyalty of a coworker or a friend after I have treated them, well, maybe not like I would want to treat them, not as well as I would like, but they still are loyal to me. And so the intensity of my humbly blessed feeling is a 9. Love, Ron.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So at this point, we need to decide who's feeling to actually explore further. And sometimes, usually, we use the intensity of the feeling to make that decision, but we both had 9s. So we have to figure this out a different way.
Okay.
So mine again was joyful, and yours was humbly blessed. For you, that's sort of a new feeling that we haven't really explored before. So I'd like to do yours. What are your thoughts about that?
It is a little bit more complicated with basically 2 feelings, humble and blessed in there, but it is unique, and I agree with that. I do like the coral and the blue of the sunrise that you illustrated, like almost like your sweater color. Yeah. So I do like that, but I'm all right doing mine if you like.
Okay. All right. So humbly blessed, I want to lean into Ron's feeling of that and then try to make sure I can feel it as well. So let's see, humbly blessed for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is you went to the Naval Academy mm-hmm. for college, which is pretty difficult to get into, first of all, and then difficult to be at. It's a different college experience with all the military obligations thrown in. So I'm just wondering if you were ever able to, while you were there, detach yourself a little bit from what was happening, all the activities and everything, all the obligations, and just kind of reflect about, wow, the honor of being there type thing.
I'd say at first, no, I was just so busy and so just trying to stay alive and survive. But as I got older and more senior there, I could reflect coming back from class on a Friday afternoon, maybe, and just noticing the beauty of the campus and actually going, wow, I'm actually here and I'm actually doing it. You know, I'm actually living the dream that I had set out for myself. So I can absolutely see that humbly blessed feeling in that environment.
Okay. Let's see, how else can I tap into that? For me, in 2024, I've had a goal to lose some weight and just embrace a different lifestyle for nutrition and fitness. So I was able to join a local gym and work with a trainer and get some new skills when it comes to working with the machines and everything. And so now it's March, and I feel really blessed and humbled that I have that opportunity. Like, I get to go, I get to learn something new, I get to improve my life, and I have the lifestyle that allows for that. So I feel humbly blessed about that. Does that work at all?
I can certainly see that, where, you know, it's something you didn't know you needed, right?
Yeah,
you were doing your own thing, and then you decided to try the gym and you realized how it could improve on that. It was a blessing that you didn't know you needed. And yeah, it was hard at first, probably got sore, and the machines were intimidating a little bit, but you worked through that. So yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, definitely. I was just doing stuff at home and I had it figured out in my pride. So it was humbling to go do that. Okay. The next thing that comes to mind for me, see if it resonates with you, is I think back to when we had our children and when they were infants, and I felt very humbly blessed to have been trusted by God to take care of them. And sometimes I would just kind of be in awe of that responsibility and like, wow, that's a lot.
Right.
And then also when other people ask me to babysit their children, mm-hmm. like I've babysat children over weekends and just infants for a day. And so I feel humbly blessed that people trust me with their children, and I love children. So it's very much a blessing to me, with our youngest being 18, to be able to be around children. So yeah. That's another.
Yeah, no, that's really another very, very good one. I can see now the child is so dependent, at least our children were so dependent on us initially as parents, that holding them and nurturing them and was very, very humbling to be given by God that responsibility. I was just looking through pictures the other day, and I saw a picture of myself napping with one of our children laying on my chest. And I just treasure those moments of being humbly blessed, where I can just relax and slow down, holding one of the children. So yeah, that's very good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I just have one more that came to mind. Like really literally humbly blessed is when I go to confession. Like literally I'm humbled to go. It's not fun to tell a priest my sins and lay it all out there. But I feel blessed when I'm done. Like a weight is lifted. My faith journey can begin again. So very much a humbly blessed feeling tied to confession.
Absolutely. I can see that too, where, you know, you don't know you need that kind of to stay your own sins, but then you go, you know, humbly to the Lord. You don't deserve to be forgiven, but yet you go in there and through the priest, Christ absolves you of your sins. That is very, very humbly blessed. You know, you're coming out of there clean and refreshed. I feel the same way too at adoration a little bit. I can recall a time when I was in the Middle East and I was at adoration in the middle of Islamic country right here. I could even hear the bells calling the Muslims to prayer. And here I am in front of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And so I just felt very, very humbly blessed to be there at that moment in the middle of, you know, where Christianity doesn't flourish, but being able to be with our Lord in that environment. So yeah. I think you're feeling I think you're experiencing my feeling.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, thank you also that now that I feel your feeling, you know, that that's the feeling you have about me being a gift to you.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so.
Well, thank you. It's interesting that you use the word confession. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking many times that I never put those two feelings together, that, you know, that humbling and blessed, but many times when somebody's been away from the church for a long time, and the person begins like, Father, it's been a long, long time and such a time. And I wandered away from the Lord in all kinds of ways. And I am privileged to be the ear of Jesus, to hear the struggle and the pain and the separation the person experienced. And then to extend to him or her the blessing and forgiveness of Jesus. That just overwhelms me, the tears, many times, that I am privileged to speak his words of forgiveness and wholeness, and the person sometimes will voice, well, Father, I have a hard time forgiving myself. And I said, oh, that's called pride. I said, and so you have to let go of that pride, because our pride wants to earn it. We didn't want to deserve it. And mercy is given straight out with no strings attached. And I find that many times that you just talked about is that what a powerful gift to be as a priest to have that done and bestow that gift. And yes, that is just, thank you very, very much for your sharing tonight. That is, especially coming to Lent, when you think about all the different times that you try to reflect back and trying to, what is this Lent about? What am I going to learn this year? I'm not the same person I was last year. We've had these experiences. Things are going right. Lord, you know, help me to do that. And how do we run the opening prayer this coming Sunday is a beautiful prayer. It says, Lord, help us to hasten to experience the Paschal mystery. Help us to hasten. I see a runner,
yeah.
You know, running like, you know, I can't wait. And the Paschal mystery is the cross, it's the supper, and it's death and resurrection. It's like all the glumping. And usually I want to see over the top of the wall. Do I only see Easter? I want to see Easter. I don't want to see anything else. I don't want to see any pain or suffering. I want to just jump, you know. But it says hasten to all of it. And that is what a couple does so often together. They hasten through those moments that are most difficult or humbling and they share them with each other. So thank you very, very much. Thank you. Have a great day. Anything else jumps out at you about the sharing that you want to share?
I did just want to thank you for sharing your perspective about confession also, because that's really powerful. I never thought of the way that a priest would see some of the confession. And so you're articulating that the humbly blessed feeling is also how you feel to some extent with certain confessions. So that's comforting to me.
Yeah.
And shows how much responsibility you see that you have in that arena. And I respect that a lot.
Well, thank you very much. Well, you have a great day.
Yep.
May God bless you and take care of the kids. Tell them hello, even though they don't know me. But
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
Well, one question. What do they say about you being on a podcast?
Pardon?
What do they say about you two being on a podcast?
They were at first like, oh wow, really? But that's about it.
Yeah. There they are again doing the marriage thing to get, you know, yeah. It's yet another thing they're doing. So they know
history, yeah, and that's what
we're
do.
Doing it. So
yeah.
They're no longer surprised anymore about what we pull off.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you and have a great day.
I'm so grateful for the guests we had today who shared willingly themselves in their dialogue. And thank you for joining us. I look forward to the next episode when I join you again. Once more.
This has been Marriage Let's Talk, sponsored by Worldwide Marriage Encounter, the foremost faith-inspired marriage enrichment organization in the world. Providing married couples with transformative experiences through couples retreats, small groups, and more. Learn to nurture love in your marriage at WWME.org. Marriage Let's Talk is a production of Mater Media, the apostolate that offers the Celebrate Catholic Marriage experience to energize and fortify married couples through parish events and the seven-step journey to joy. Find out more at matermedia.org.